Amen. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. O God, we thank you for the reminder this morning that you are with us and we can walk with you and we can commune with you. And Lord God, as we study your word this morning, please teach us. Help us to live godly in Christ Jesus. Help us to be a light in this world of darkness. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we would have ears to hear and hearts that will respond. We ask for your blessing upon the Sunday school ministry, for those looking after the children in the nursery. And we pray for Brother O'Sullivan as he ministers the Word of God there at the Crossroads Baptist Church this morning and this afternoon. We pray that you'd bless the ministry of your Word. So Lord God, we are here for such a time as this. Help us not to take this moment for granted, but please, minister, speak to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Here in Ephesians chapter 5, we have noted the importance of being followers of God. As dear children, verse 1, by walking in love, as it reads there in verse 2, and walk in love. Our love for Christ motivating us to follow Christ. And then from verse number 8, we are challenged to walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. Because we have light, we have life, we have eternal life in Christ. As it reads there in verse 14, at the end, and Christ shall give thee light. So we are to walk in love, we are to walk as children of light. We've been given light in Christ, to bear witness of God's saving grace. And then from verse 15, we have noted the fact that we must walk wisely, circumspectly, redeeming the time, not taking time for granted, and thanking God for the life and well-being he gives to us, knowing that it could be terminated at any moment. As the scriptures teach, God has given us a quota, not a promise, a quota of 70. To cause us to be mindful that life is fragile, that is physical life, and we need to redeem the time. And how can we best redeem the time? Well, verse 17 reads, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what is the will of the Lord. What is the will of the Lord? To best redeem time, we need to obey God's will. God's will spelled out in the Word of God. Redeeming the time is far beyond just good time management. That's foundational. But redeeming a time from a biblical perspective means that you and I will determine to know and fulfill the will of God. And God has spelled out his general will within the pages of Scripture, and it's with that basis, verse 18 and onwards, give us what God would have of us, God's general will. We noted last week in verse 18, it reads, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be controlled by God's Holy Spirit. This is the will of God. This is the will of God for you and I. This is how we redeem the time, by walking under the control of the Holy Spirit. And if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, the Bible teaches that you are sealed eternally by the presence of God's Spirit within you. 2 Corinthians 1:22 reads, who hath sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. To be filled with the Spirit involves you and I acknowledging the presence of the Spirit and living a life that is clean and pure, being careful that we're not quenching or grieving the Holy Spirit. And then asking God the Spirit to take control, to take control of our being on a daily basis. And in Luke chapter 11, verse 13, the Lord Jesus gave a wonderful promise. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? I'm afraid most people, most believers, ignore the Spirit of God within. And that's a tragedy. How would you like to be ignored? Nobody likes to be ignored. And yet the Holy Spirit of God abides within us. We are sealed. He seals us unto the day of redemption. And he's wanting to take complete control of your life and my life. And I'd like to encourage you, if it's not a practice on a daily basis, to ask that God's Holy Spirit would fill you and control you. That's how we redeem the time. And then in verse number 19 gives us some evidence of being Spirit-filled. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. A person that is filled with the Holy Spirit will have a song upon their heart. Do you break out into song within your heart in the most obscure times? Praise God. That's a mark of being filled with the Spirit. This desire to want to sing. Do you find it easy to sing spiritual songs? That's a good thing. You're filled with the Spirit. A mark of being filled with the Holy Spirit is that you will break out into songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. The song service in any church is as vibrant as God's people are filled with the Spirit. If the singing is dead, in all probability, the issue is, or the core issue is, that God's people are not filled with the Spirit. Or maybe for many, they don't possess the Spirit. A person that is filled with the Holy Spirit, controlled with the Holy Spirit, will lift up their heart in praise to God. They will sing and make melody to the Lord. Another mark of being Spirit-filled is given there in verse number 20, please. Let's note now in verse 20, another mark in being spirit-filled, how do I know that I am filled with the Spirit? That I'm spirit-filled, spirit-controlled. Well, do I have a song upon my heart? Do I enjoy singing God's praises? But note here in verse number 20, it also reads, giving thanks always. You'll note there at the end of verse 18, semicolons. And then you'll note there at the end of verse 19, semicolons. So the thought continues, be filled with the Spirit, and if you are, you will speak to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And then in verse 20, giving thanks always for all things. Another mark of being spirit-filled, spirit-controlled, is gratefulness, giving thanks. A person can be taught to be thankful. And I trust, parents, that you are doing your best in teaching your children to be thankful. We live in the day of entitlement. Everybody's crying out, I am entitled, as opposed to crying out, thank you. Thank you. And a mark of being controlled by God's Spirit is thankfulness. Thankfulness. See, one can be taught to be thankful, but this verse here is in reference to a supernatural kind of thankfulness. Supernatural, spirit control. Let's study and note. Note then verse number 20. The verse reads with giving thanks. This is where it all begins. A person that is grateful, that expresses gratitude, out of a heart that is filled with the Holy Spirit, they will express their thankfulness. It is not something that we just think. We openly express. Note the wording there. Giving thanks. See, you can be thankful in your heart, but a spirit-filled Christian will express thankfulness. Amen. We'll say, thank you. I'm grateful. Thank you. They will express thankfulness. They will openly express it before others. It's not something secretive. Buried in the depth of their heart, they will verbally, openly express gratitude. I know it's possible to be thankful within, but a spirit-filled Christian won't remain within, it'll come out. A good example of that is there in Luke chapter 17, please. Luke chapter 17 gives us the event of the healing of 10 lepers. Our Lord Jesus cleansed 10 lepers. And within this particular event, we note in verse 17 that Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? Didn't I heal 10 of you? And then the Lord Jesus said to this one leper, where are, let's say it together, the 9? Were there not 10 cleansed? Asking the question to this one leper that came back to the Lord Jesus. Where are the 9? And then our Lord went on to say in verse 18, there are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger? Where are the 9? Good question. So we see that this one leper, 1 out of 10, went the extra mile and came back to the Lord Jesus and said, thank you. And Jesus said to that one, where's the rest of them? Now I would dare say all of the lepers were grateful that they were healed. Would you agree with that? Talk to me. Of course they would have been. Do you think any of them would have been disappointed? Oh no, I'm healed of my terminal condition. I'm actually going to live now and not die. Obviously they were thankful. But where were the 9? Jesus said, where are the 9? See, a person that is spirit-filled will express their thankfulness. A spirit-filled Christian expresses verbally gratitude towards those to whom it is due. And I see within this leper humility in the willingness to express gratitude. This leper no doubt humbly admitted that he was in a hopeless state and God has completely healed him of a terminal condition and he just simply wanted to make the effort to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. That's where supernatural gratitude begins, with expressing it. Go back to Ephesians chapter 5. So spirit-filled gratitude is verbally expressed. But also note in verse 20, another principle in spirit-filled gratitude is giving thanks. Let's say this next word together, always. Always. Continual. Always. A spirit-filled Christian is regularly expressing gratitude. It is not a once-in-a-life occurrence. Or once in a blue moon, as some would say. It is continual. It is not a casual pastime. It's not a part-time habit. There is a constant preoccupation in expressing gratitude. This spirit-filled gratitude is supernatural. An individual that is filled with the Spirit are preoccupied with, I need to be thankful. I just want to let you know I'm thankful. I just want to let you know that what you did for me the other week was really appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. A preoccupation with being thankful. Thank you. It's not the attitude where, oh, by the way, thanks for that. No, no, no. Thank you. I don't like the word thanks. I don't like it. I try to the best of my ability to not use it. Thanks. I like to say thank you. I think that has a bit more depth to it, don't you think? Thank you. Thank you. As opposed to thanks. Thanks. We hear it all the time, don't we? Thanks. Haven't you wondered whether they really meant it or not? But I would dare say if they said thank you, you might actually believe them. Giving thanks always. Let's read on in verse 20. It goes on to read, giving thanks always. Now here's another supernatural element here. Giving thanks, a spirit-filled Christian will verbalize gratitude always. It's a constant habit, it's a part of their DNA to express gratitude for all things. Let's say it together. For all things. One more time. For all things. Wow. For all things. Giving thanks always, continually, for all things. That includes the good, and that includes the bad. The truth is that we rarely give thanks for the good. We take for granted so much, do we not? Quickly, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verses 1 and 2 gives us some insight concerning the deterioration that will prevail as we draw closer to our Lord's return. Verse 1 reads this, "Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful." We live in a day of entitlement. We're all entitled. No. We ought to be thankful for what we have. The only thing you and I are entitled to is hell. To be separated from a holy God. That's what is our entitlement. But God, in His graciousness, provided a Savior in Jesus Christ who died, was buried, and rose again, and He offers eternal life freely by faith. Through grace, glory be to God, we should be thankful. Giving thanks always for all things. We rarely give thanks for the good in our lives. We take so much for granted. We have a church building. most Bible-believing Christians don't have their own church building. They meet wherever. We have comfortable seating. We have air conditioning. You have a measure of good health. You're here this morning. There are some that would have loved to have been here, but they can't. Not well enough physically to be here. Oh, how slow we are to give thanks for the good. And how almost totally negligent to give thanks for the bad times. But see, a Spirit-filled Christian, a Christian that is filled with the Holy Spirit, giving thanks always, let's say it together, for all things. Don't we justify it in our minds by saying, well, I'd be thankful if there was something to be thankful for. Well, supernatural gratitude would say, it doesn't matter. Giving thanks always for all things. A Spirit-filled Christian will express gratitude and thankfulness no matter whether they are the recipients of good or evil. Why? Because a Spirit-filled Christian sees the spiritual dimension. No matter whether it's good or bad, God's in it. God's allowed it. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Boy, the classic example is Job. Blessed Job. Let's go to Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. A man that had everything, in a literal sense, everything. Had a family, had wealth, had a good testimony, loved God, all was great, wonderful. But God saw fit to allow it all to be taken from him. Satan said to God, now this bloke called Job, the reason why he loves you is because you've given him a big family, you've given him wealth, he's got a good name, that's why he loves you. And God said to Satan, no, that's not true. Let me prove it. Go ahead, Satan, do as you please. But you can't kill him. Do as you please. And you'll see that this bloke really loves me. So overnight, Job loses everything. Including his own health. And note there in Job chapter 1, verse 21, he said, now this is an outflow of verse 20, which reads with worship. He fell down upon the ground and worshipped God. Job has just lost everything. I'd imagine if you and I had just lost everything, we might not be feeling very spiritual. Note verse 21. Verse 20 reads, and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. I came with nothing into this world. I entered the world with nothing. Without clothing. I came with nothing. And then the verse goes on to read, and naked shall I return thither. I came with nothing, and I'll go with nothing. And then he went on to say in verse 21, and the Lord gave. And the Lord gave. And the Lord that gave, and the Lord hath taken away. God gave, God has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, God. That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it reads, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, giving thanks always for all things. This supernatural spirit-filled thankfulness isn't partial in what it is thankful for, but it's thankful for all things, the good and the bad. Now go back to Ephesians chapter 5, please. Look at verse 20 once again. Are you still with me? This is the spirit-filled Christian. Giving thanks always for all things. Now don't miss this last point. Look at verse 20. Unto who? Let's say it together. Unto who? God. God. A spirit-filled Christian expresses their thankfulness to God. For example, you receive a pay rise at work. I'd like to think that you will express thankfulness if it's known to the one that authorized it, but more so to God. To God. Thank you, God, I got a pay rise. Why? Because Proverbs 21:1 reads, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Thank you, God. A spirit-filled Christian will express thankfulness continually for all things, ultimately, God. It takes supernatural power to be thankful to God for the trials and testings that He allows in our lives. Because when we do so, we are acknowledging that God has orchestrated this. This is not random what God has allowed in my life. Thank you, God, that I now have another opportunity to trust you, to hope in you, to cleave unto your many promises. Like 1 Corinthians chapter 10, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Let's read it together. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Thank you, God. You will provide a way out. And what about Romans chapter 8? Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to what? To be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Thank you, God. Thank you for this difficulty in my life. Wow, what an opportunity to trust you and to hope in you and to cleave unto the promises of your word, that you will provide a way of escape and that you'll give me the strength to endure. And that, God, you're going to take this and use this to change me into the likeness of your Son. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. See, a Spirit-filled Christian sees the bigger picture, which is God. A Spirit-filled Christian can see the bigger picture. God. God's in it. What about Paul and Silas there in that cold jail there in Philippi? In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, the Bible reads that at midnight they sang. And they praised God loudly. The Bible teaches everybody could hear them. And then from that basis, God intervened. And a jailer was converted. And his family was converted. And in Philippians 1:12, the Apostle Paul said, what has happened to me? And what happened on that day that I was in that jail in Philippi? It was for the furtherance of the gospel. To be thankful, especially in bad times, is to accept that God has a purpose. That God still loves me. That God's word is still true. And that God will provide grace, strength to endure. Giving thanks always for all things unto God. That heartache in your life, that uncertainty, that infirmity, that shortfall, that disappointment, that weakness, that limitation, you and I can be thankful. We are Spirit-filled because we will see God in it. giving thanks always for all things unto God. But look at verse number 20 once again. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Unto God and the Father. God and the Father. God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just like a loving father will provide for the needs of his children to the best of his ability. God, our Heavenly Father, Dad, provides for his children. And therefore, we can give thanks always for all things unto God and Father. The good and the bad. We can be thankful no matter what. Because it comes from God, my Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. Thanks, Dad. Thank you, Dad. No. Yeah. Sounds better. Thank you, Dad. Hurts a bit, Dad, but thank you. I'm a bit surprised, Dad, but thank you. Thank you. I know you love me, Dad. You want the best for me, Dad. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Beloved, a Spirit-filled Christian not only has a song in their heart and on their lips, but they are also thankful. And as I said at the beginning of our little sermonette, you can be trained to be thankful. But a spirit-filled thankfulness is supernatural. Because it encompasses verbally expressing thankfulness always for all things unto God and our Father. My friend, it's the will of God that you and I be Spirit-filled. That our lives be controlled by the Holy Spirit. But you and I need to first and foremost make sure that we have the presence of the Spirit. Do you have the presence of God's Spirit in your life? In order to have the presence of God's Spirit, you need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Holy Spirit regenerates. And then he indwells, he seals every Bible Christian has the presence of God's Spirit. But the issue is, does the Holy Spirit have control of every Bible Christian? That's the problem. And how do we know if we are Spirit-filled? Well, I've just told you. You work it out. You work it out. A A spirit-filled Christian not only has a song in their heart, on their lips, but also a spirit-filled Christian is thankful. They express it. They don't just think it. They express it. They express it always, constantly. They express it always for all things, good and bad. I say good and bad. Ultimately unto God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the sickness. Thank you for this limitation. Thank you for this inconvenience. Thank you for this headache. Thank you. Thank you, God, my Heavenly Father. Thank you, Dad. I know you love me. I know you can bring good out of it. I'm thankful. How thankful are we? It comes back to whether we are really filled with God.